This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2099. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded August 12th, Antarctica, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Congo, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, India, Iran, Korea North and South, Netherlands, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, an update on LRA 36 Antarctica. As I mentioned before, it's normally broadcast on Wednesdays and Saturdays, approximately 14 to 16 UT. However, it was missing on two Saturdays in a row, but it had returned by Saturday, August 7th, on 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband. I hear it only via remotes in Brazil. However, they kept going day after day for a while, according to reports by Wojtek Zaremba in Poland, via Hardcore DX, and by Dan Robinson and my own monitoring. They were on the air every day from Wednesday through Sunday, August 4th through 8th, sometimes running past 19 or even 20 UT, although the last two or three hours would be mostly music instead of more and more repeats of the program El Lejano Sur. But they were not back on Monday and Tuesday, August 9th and 10th, nor on August 11th, when we were expecting them. Manuel Mendez in Spain got news direct from the station on that day, saying in translation, "Dear audience, we inform you that due to adverse meteorological conditions, unfortunately we are not able to emit the program on shortwave. Our sincere apologies for this. We are working to resume the service again. Thanks for your unconditional support." And not heard on Thursday, August 12th either, but maybe they'll be back by the 14th. In any event, keep checking. 15475.98 for Radio Nacional, Arcángel San Gabriel, the only Antarctican shortwave station. They are, of course, part of the Argentine network of Radio Nacional based in Buenos Aires, which is relayed by WRMI. In fact, an English broadcast appears just before World of Radio, Friday evenings or UT Saturdays, until 0130 on 9395. But on August 7th, as they were closing Argentina to the world in English, they mentioned that the program was produced on Tuesday, July 13th. So it seems they cannot keep producing new shows every day or even every week. Last week we had news that Radio Cultura, Araraquara, Brazil, had reactivated on 3365. Thanks to Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil for that. It is apparently the only Brazilian currently active on the 90-meter band and only one of few on any tropical band. It was still going when he relogged it August 8th, before and after 21 UT with Sertanejo music and announcements and ads, and Cultura a Radio da Cidade. He was getting excellent reception there in the same state, São Paulo. Let's hope they stay on the air later in the evening when there will be some DX propagation. So far, I've not seen any other reports of it. About decommissioning longwave beacons in Canada, those 28 I referred to last week were supposed to go off as of August 12th, the day I speak. Steve Howe in Vermont replies that there is another list of more beacons to be decommissioned as of January 27th next year. It's at the website navcanada.ca under NavAid Modernization Program. In fact, this is Phase 7 of 12 phases altogether. It says the completion date of the project is planned for May of 2024 and purports to explain why this modernization is being undertaken, but I'm not convinced, but then I am not a pilot. Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C. replies, "I happen to be a pilot, and here's my take." So that's how he commutes to his other home on Haida Gwaii Island, a good DX spot. He says most pilots use GPS for navigation, with fancy Garmin units in the cockpit. I never really did, preferring a map in my lap, and NavAids, VORs and NDBs, to help with navigation. I always enjoyed using NDBs, both the official ones and the unofficial ones, that is, regular medium-wave broadcast stations. They were surprisingly useful and simple. The NDB signal, when heard, would point directly to the station, so it was very easy to turn the aircraft directly to the signal, and if you flew over it, it would immediately swing 180 degrees. One could also triangulate one's position by tuning several stations. VORs more or less work the same way, but in the VHF range. I always found them a bit more complicated. I foresee the day when GPS satellites are disabled for natural or man-made means, and then there'll be a whole lot of pilots who will be utterly incapable of navigating. Martin Potter in Ontario also replies, Walt makes a very good point. It seems to me that Nav Canada, with their emphasis and reliance on GPS satellites, is creating an all-our-eggs-in-one-basket situation. There will be no redundancy other than more satellites. All an aggressor has to do is detonate a few nuclear devices above the ionosphere, and the global positioning satellite system would be toast instantly. As for the reactivated Radio Congo on 6115, Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, was still hearing it August 11th when it suddenly came on at 0538 in progress, and their Kalimba music started at 0545. He says since their recent reactivation, reception has been very decent, better than in the past. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. This week, just a couple of items I'll mention concerning English broadcasts. August 11th at 0134, I heard English on 11760, which is supposed to be in Spanish, of course. It was undermodulated and with humbuzz, much like that infesting 6060 after 0500, probably the very same transmitter. The feed lines must have been mixed up. Also August 11th, after 23 UT for the English broadcast on 11880, there was no signal. It was still audible on the parallel frequency in the noisy tropical band 5040. Ivo Ivanov, Observer, Bulgaria, keeps up with the confusing situation concerning all those clandestines for Eritrea and or Ethiopia. For example, this report of August 7th. Dimse Baito Yakel on 11760 via France had a good signal, heard for 20 seconds anyway, until 1630. All of these are scheduled via France, by the way. Then at 1630 to 1711760 is supposed to be carrying on Wednesdays and Saturdays Radioni di Re Shagar, but there was very strong Ethiopian jamming, digital noise starting at 1632. Then at 17 to 18 UT is Dimse Wegata Tigray on 15340. Schedule that is, but nothing heard, probably canceled or moved to a new frequency. This had also been missing on August 5th and 6th. Then there's Manara Radio International, which is in house of a target broadcast at least, for Nigeria. On August 6th it was heard from 16 to 17 on 15285.1. Wolfgang Büschel thinks it's one of the older units at Isudun, not capable of staying right on frequency. On August 7th, he says it wandered some 73 to 96 hertz above 15285, up and down, quickly in a constant manner. Heard from 1630 until 1640. It was centered at about 15285.083. In DX India, Alokesh Gupta and Joe Jacob provide details of special broadcasts by All India Radio for Independence Day, August 15th. Its 75th anniversary, in fact. Special programs by All India Radio. First on Saturday, August 14th, starting at 1330 UT, an address to the nation on the eve of Independence Day in Hindi and English by the President of India. All AIR stations will relay this on medium, shortwave, and FM. The only home service shortwave frequencies left are 6030, which is 250 kilowatts from Delhi, and the others, regionals, are much lower powered and may not all be on the air, 4760, 4835, 4950, 5040, and 5050. Then on UT Sunday, August 15th, at 0135 until 0240, a live broadcast of the running commentary in English and Hindi of the flag-hoisting and Prime Minister's address to the nation at Red Fort, New Delhi. The English version will be on 500 kilowatt Bengaluru 13710, while in Hindi 100 kilowatts from New Delhi on 9950 and 11560. And regional shortwave stations will start using their daytime frequencies a bit earlier in order to cover this without interruption. Again, the frequencies I mentioned before are possible. However, an earlier report from Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener in BCDX indicates there are only 3 regional shortwave stations still believed to be active. Their normal sign-on times, Leh in Ladakh, 0210 on 4760. Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir, 4950 from 0120. And Jaipur in Odisha, 5040 from midnight 25 UT. From the WRTH group on Disgraced FB, Rifat J. Ansufzai reported about Iran changing their web address, and this was quoted by Rusty X. It had been parstoday.com. Now it's www.parstoday.ir. He does not explain the reason why, namely that the United States banned Iran from access to the .com domain. Correcting a WRTH update, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, has this about the clandestine station New Country Broadcast in Korean, or Sai Nala, via Uzbekistan. Replacing 7505, it's on 9585 at 16 to 1630 UT on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and not 11560 on other days. As of Monday, August 9th, Ron Howard's observations about those clandestines from South to North Korea. Voice of the People, another week with no change of frequencies. Noted at 1300 on 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. While the other one, Echo of Hope, or VOH, was heard on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. This is the one that makes shifts of usually 5 kilohertz up or down, noted at 1255. The third one on only one frequency at a time, Voice of Freedom, 6045 at 1305 August 9th, but mixing with the usual super jamming from North Korea, while their alternate frequency was in the clear, 5920. Ron Howard also reported on this 2 days earlier on August 7th, when they had moved from 5920 to 6045, heard past 1020 UT. But he says, it seems no one at the station ever actually listens to their shortwave signal. Former 5920 was totally free of jamming, while 6045 always has super white noise jamming. However, there had been North Korean pulsating pip noise jamming on 5920, ending about 1100. But it's now on 6045 and goes off the air around 11. However, Voice of Freedom continues on the air. After that, jamming stops. Wonder why they stop early. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kinney says 2 new private licensed shortwave stations are now testing from the Netherlands. Radio Young Europa, daily 24 hours, registered on 6170 with 1 kilowatt. It tested earlier on 5940 from a transmitter site in South Holland. That's spelled J-O-N-G, Europa. And then there's Rock Power from Nijmegen, registered daily with 1 kilowatt on 7220 at 10 to 17 UT. Confirmed with a weak signal, July 31st and August 1st, around 0830 to 1100. Barton in Arizona discovered Antichrist Pirate, station YHWH, on the 25-meter band in the middle of the day on Thursday, August 12th, 11840. Tune in at 1540 UT. I also heard it from 1550, checking various remotes. It was coming in best in Alberta, which may tell us something about the skip distance from its true location. It lasted until 1638. He's usually reported middays on Saturdays, but maybe also other days if we keep looking around. The 25-meter band seems to be his favorite, but it's a different frequency each time. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2099. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for new financial support, but it could have been sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, by money order or check on a U.S. bank, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Dateline Oklahoma, but via Steve Witt, Medium Wave Circle, report at radioinsight.com, August 6th, says News Talk 1170, KFAQ Tulsa, will be flipping to sports, the Blitz, on Monday, August 23rd. Some of the personnel previously on the other two sports stations in Tulsa, both called The Buzz, 1430 KTBZ and 1300 KAKC. So I wonder if those two will be flipping away from stupid ball games. By the way, KFAQ is still running IBOC Noise versus KSL 1160 and whatever on 1180. It's beyond me why a Latin American station would choose to be on exactly the same frequency as a powerful Cuban. 5025. However, a couple of logs of Radio Quijabamba in Peru, when apparently Rebelde was missing. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports it on August 7th at 2212 to 2216 with local music. Port affair for him. And also reported by Barry Bankston in Crossville, Tennessee. Hardcore DX. He measured it on 5025.017. August 6th at midnight 58 UT. Verified by parallel to their online stream. It signed off at 0212, later than their scheduled time of 0200. He says, many thanks to Radio Rebelde for being off the air. Very thankful that something was wrong at Havana. There is an as-yet unidentified broadcast. Ivo Ivanov says there's a new registered frequency via Gregoriopol, Moldova, Pridnestrovia, as of August 6th. It's at 16 to 1645 on 9900 with 300 kilowatts at 110 degrees toward West Asia, unknown language. Via RustDX, a report from www.cnews.ru as of July 22nd, says there are plans to liquidate the time signal stations in Russia. By 2024, they are planned to be turned off, although their signals are used to ensure the security and defense of the country. The State Commission on Radio Frequencies is to resolve the issue with the Federal Agency for Technical Regulation and Meteorology, which intends to raise the issue of continuing the stations. According to current plans, the shutdown will include RBU on 66.6 kHz, RTZ on 50, RWM, they write it here as RVM, 4 kHz below 5, 10, and 15 MHz. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Pennington has news originating at bolnews.com on 19 July that Saudi Radio plans to launch test transmissions of a 24-hour service in Urdu from the middle of September, then formally launch it on the 23rd of September, including programs on Islam, the Holy Quran, Ahadiz, and historical and world affairs. It seems they already have Urdu on several other platforms, but there are other languages in this project with a supreme significance to disseminate news and events. Foreign languages such as Russian, Spanish, Japanese, Hebrew, and Chinese would be part of this transmission. Saudi Arabia does have a domestic broadcast in English on the web, but they will not put it on shortwave. Solomon Islands, B.C., normally has two shortwave frequencies, 9545 until 0500, and then switching to 5020. However, lately, on a number of occasions, they've kept on 9545 well past 0500. Via a remote in New Zealand, Manuel Mendeth was hearing 9545 August 8th, as late as 0713, with news at 0700. Lonhard in California was listening on the same occasion as late as 0745 on a Sunday. Monsieur Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil was also hearing it that date as late as 1014 UT. However, on August 9th, Manuel Mendes says both frequencies were missing. On August 10th, Peter Jones in the British DX Club was getting a good signal on 5020. From 0725 to 734. August 11th, Ron Hard was hearing a carrier on 5020 by 0620. On August 12th, Manuel Mendez found it back to its normal schedule, 9545, changing to 5020 at 0500 via remote receivers in Australia, while Ron Hard, checking a bit later that same date, was not hearing it on either frequency between 1045 and 1200. Via Konstantin Barsenkov in Rusty X, Victor Gunatelica, the QSL manager for Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, explains his QSL policy. Quote, only in part. He says, I hope DXers won't take offense over this. Without going into a big harangue, a few points. Today, with remote receivers, I can check our broadcasts all over the world, so even before a report arrives, I have done so. There is no need for reception reports. You are not doing the station a favor in today's world, unlike pre-internet years. As much as we answer because you have listened to us, even though the broadcast was not meant for a DXer in Germany or South America. So from that situation comes the following. Let the report be as soon as possible after reception. Do not make it obvious that you've cared to listen for a few minutes of a sesquihour broadcast to get a QSO card. Be reasonable and dignified. Audio clips should be no more than 20 seconds. Your report is as good as your honesty. You can cheat like some do by listening on the internet or through a remote receiver and pretend you listen to the air on shortwave or medium wave and post a QSL on various pages. I check if it's propagationally possible or not. If I have a doubt, I will double-check with the reporter or just blacklist him or her. Oh, please respect our hobby. Keep standards if you want our hobby to continue. Keep the dignity that those before us made sure when they handed down a beautiful hobby. Nothing's always erroneous at Emmerlaer, such as totally missing the English to North America broadcast at 22 UT on 9830, not to be heard on August 6th, 9th, or 10th, but it was back on the 11th. We're sorry to learn of the passing of Arthur Miller, a longtime British DXer, at 84 in June, according to communication of the British DX Club. Before that, he was active in the World DX Club until it folded, and we often quoted some of his reports. Also, he wrote a book published in 1987, The Shortwave Radio Listener's Handbook. Also in British DX Club, there's a discussion by Dave Porter, engineer at Wolverton, retired, I believe, now, who uses the term AMC to conserve electricity at the shortwave transmitters. But what does that stand for? It's amplitude modulation companding. However, I think there's an American version of that called something totally different. Jay Allen says that's MDCL, modulation dependent carrier level. Last week I mentioned an unscheduled time for World of Radio on WRMI, UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 5950. So I was sure to check that on August 8th. Yes, we were on, but it was a show from over 3 years ago. Apparently, it was an orphan file on the server. I've now made arrangements, I hope, for the latest World of Radio to appear, if possible, at that time. So it's official, our time on Area 51 via WBCQ 6159.9 has gone back to its original time in the night, UT Monday at 0300. August 6th at 21:25, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight came across a very powerful carrier on 9330, no modulation. Could it have been WBCQ testing the superstation once again, if it's already on the way to repair? That seems a bit early for that to be possible. It might have been World's last chance checking out some other relay site, I suggest. Free Radio Service Holland is the seventh in a series of WRMI relays of Euro Pirates and low-power licensed broadcasters, thanks to Texas Radio Shortwave, UT Saturday, August 14th at 0200 on 5800. Exactly 1 week before, on August 7th, Cupid Radio was carried, and I discovered that it was in parallel on 7780, which had a very strong signal, much stronger than usual, making me suspect it was on the northwest antenna, which is normally employed on 7570, which was off the air at that time. But Jeff White says we can't depend on 7780 being added for these TRSW relays. The Manuel Mendez FRSH will be doing its own next broadcast on Sunday, August 29th. More about that later. As for the Friday evening UT Saturday relays, on August 21st, it's to be Atlantic 2000 International from France, and on the 28th, Radio Delta International from the Netherlands. Due to some problem or another, it's not unusual, it seems, for one WRMI frequency to be missing. Lately, it's been 9455, not heard on August 11th or 12th. This happens again and again. WWCR broadcasting dead air instead of dead stare on 4840 when I check after 06 UT, such as on August 6th and 11th. Radio Vanuatu, still missing from all its known frequencies and harmonics as of August 8th, says Manuel Menes in Spain, checking remote receivers, and says Ron Howard in California on August 11th. Checking 7260 from 0515 to 559, no signal. After 0601, no carrier on 2485, 3945, or 5040, although Cuba was already off, nor on the harmonics of 3945, 7890, and 11835. However, that was a Wednesday, so CNR2 was not operating on 11835 after closing at 0600. The frequency was clear for Vanuatu, if any, but not heard. However, if it were active on 5040 into our night, but not propagating, that possibly could appear on a harmonic 10080. Certainly worth checking, although no sign of it there yet for me. ROCV, the Venezuelan shortwave station of questionable legality, had been missing from 6205 since the end of May, but Manuel Mendez heard it again on August 8th at 1300 via the Bonaire remote receiver. This following a tip from the station engineer Gregorio Quina on the ROCV WhatsApp group. On August 10th at midnight 15, I was checking for it via the Bonaire remote. 6205 did hear some nondescript music. August 9th at 0620 UT, KRLD 1080 in Dallas was getting quite a bit of interference from a station playing country music. The trouble is only two of these are listed on the frequency, a 250-watt KOAK in Red Oak, Iowa, and 10-kilowatt KSLL in Price, Utah, both of which are supposed to be daytimers. From the Southgate Amateur Radio Club website via Mike Terry, a revised prediction from the NASA High Altitude Observatory at the University of Colorado. NASA heliophysicists have released a revised prediction for solar cycle 25. It now calls for a peak of to top out at a value of 195 plus or minus 17, based upon a new scale for calculating the smoothed sunspot number. For comparison, cycle 21 peaked at 233 and cycle 23 at 180 on those new scales. If these hold up, ham radio should see excellent worldwide F-layer conditions on 10 meters for several years around solar max. 6 meters good in the equinoxes before and after solar max. No, this article does not go on to predict when solar max may occur, but we are still in early days. It is now agreed the dramatic run-up in sunspot activity we experienced late last fall, while tied to cycle 25, was an outlier. The latest cycle 24 sunspot was recorded on July 24th. Once those active regions cease forming, solar cycle 25 will take off in earnest. The short-term propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued August 9th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels on August 16th to 18th, 23rd to 25th, and September 2nd to 4th, and reach active levels on August 24th and September 3rd, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 74 from August 21st to September 1st. Weekly logs from Harold Frojan, Michigan, usually reach me just as I am concluding recording each World of Radio. But with a few seconds to spare, here is one as a PS on 9395, August 11th at 2110, Supreme Master TV, a heavily accented, sultry talking female, a lady woman, about spiritualism and achieving inner peace. He says, I almost expected her to tell me to touch the body part of my choice, like the Universal Life Church Lady did once, a de-expedition memory. And to conclude, I quote what Mark Twain almost said, armchair travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2099 with a standard disclaimer.